Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or smoker, or better yet, get prepped for the tailgate, because that's what this one's all about today. We are going to take you down the road to tailgate stardom. And you're going to want to listen to this for the next hour, because you know what? We've got a lot of good tips and techniques to get your tailgate fired up. Barbecue Bob and I are headed over next weekend to do the Michigan-Michigan State game. Got a little gig over there for about 150 people. Can't wait. So we're going to talk about it today. You are listening to Grilling Guys. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Is it the Grilling Guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Must be the weekend. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. We're going to talk all things tailgate. And not all things, just a couple of select things that we haven't yet covered, which is hard to imagine. But we've got some ideas for you. And we decided to go down the road of libations for the first half of the show. And then we're going to wrap the show up with some really crazy things you can take to the tailgate, because everybody brings the same thing, it seems to me. You know, it's like, oh, you've got sliders, you've got sloppy joes, and you've got wings. Come on. Right. Up your game a little bit. We're going to help you. We got some crazy ideas coming at you, but we're starting off with some mule drinks. The girls in my family are big into Moscow mules, and so I thought, well, let's cover the ladies a little bit, because we tend to always talk about what we like. So I thought,
well, it's our show.
Who would be better to talk about what ladies like than Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery?
Morning, guys.
Hey, Chaz, good to have you in the chair over there, man. And we're looking forward to learning a little bit about some of the libations that you would produce that we can mix with other things. And this Moscow Mule is the first one.
Yeah, and you know, Chaz, a couple years ago when he came up with this recipe, he gave me one, and I told him, I said, I'm not a ginger beer fan, man. And he goes, well, just try it. And I tried it, and it's like, well, it's not bad, but I'm just not a ginger beer fan. Well, I decided to experiment a little bit, because my daughter Maggie's home now, and she's way into them. My wife's now into them, and they're buying these little copper cups and all this crazy stuff. And apparently you're supposed to drink Moscow Mules in a copper cup. Is that right, Chaz?
Yes, that is the...
Because they have so much copper in Moscow?
No, it's because of the thermal conductivity on it.
Oh, okay.
Always the science behind the cocktail, right? Chaz, the beer engineer.
I'm sure that's what they had in mind when they bought them, too. It's like, oh, I want some thermal conductivity here. Yeah.
So why is that, Chaz? I mean, why just a Moscow Mule with a tin cup or copper cup?
Copper cup. Yeah. It's because of its origins to the copper mining areas of the Ukrainian and that Eastern European basin over there. Is where that came in, because it was right off the steppe where you could get ginger, and they were producing those in Mongolia and such. And obviously the vodka out of Russia.
Because they put vodka in everything over there.
They usually only put it in themselves. Yeah. Mixing, I think, was for tourists, from my experience with the Russians. But then
so
copper
you're tied
was there
to the Russians too.
Yeah. Well, through my ice fishing. Yeah.
So, okay, so what is a Moscow Mule? Tell me what's in it.
Moscow Mule, the basic Moscow Mule, is ginger beer and vodka on the rocks in a chilled copper mug. Now, a lot of people are adding a little lime juice in it because they want a little more tart snap to it.
And that's what I put in these, and they're in red Solo cups. So the thermal conductivity is negated.
So you hold on to the rim. You don't hold on to the bottom of the glass because you don't want to warm it, right? Yeah.
Well, a copper cup would have a handle.
That's right.
Well, could just throw a penny in it. Be all set.
Yeah.
Bring you right back up to the UP, to Copper Country, eh?
Yeah.
Which is where Chaz went to school, right in Copper Country.
Yep. Michigan Tech was the home of it, but I'm not sure we did Moscow Mules back then.
I doubt it. It wasn't the thing.
So, it wasn't a thing.
So let's break.
There were some mules on campus, though, I'm pretty sure.
Whoa. I've heard. Wow. Wow. Okay. Pack mules, I'm sure. But tell us about ginger beer, Chaz, if people don't know what it is, because it is a little bit unique.
Well, back in 2008, we had a situation in the beer industry where hops were hard to get. There was some blight, there was some storms, there were a lot of things that depreciated the crop. So the price of hops and the availability went drastically, you know, in opposite directions. And we looked at each other, and the boss, Jim, and I, we said, we got to do something different. And Jim opens up his old homebrew notebook and says, well, I made this great ginger beer back then. We should try and play with that. So we tweaked the recipe around a bit, and we came up with a beer that had no hops in it at all. It uses ginger as its preservative, whereas other beers use hops. And so we started producing it. Now, our first batch, I'll tell you, was so gingery that I was about the only one that could drink it. And
Skipper and Gilligan liked it, though.
Oh, yeah. And the ginger is kind of almost like an energy ingredient, where hops are a sedative. So I was running around like a nut job, drinking this stuff, thinking this is great. It's super spicy. This right up my alley of flavor profiles. And we started doing it. Well, it became a regular thing at the tap room. And if you come over to the tap room, we have some people that this is all they drink because they don't get sleepy. So they have a fun Friday night or whenever they come over, and they keep going and going and going on it, and they don't get the drowsiness that they get off a lot of other beers.
Thus is the that name, right?
Is that related to ginseng then?
They're a very similar root, but it's a different oil. Hmm. And the name zingiberine actually comes from the oil in ginger that gives it that spiciness. I was looking for a name for it, and I'm looking at Wikipedia about ginger, and I see this big, long name that starts with a Z, and I'm like, what a cool beer name. Nobody's ever going to duplicate me on that.
Right. So this is a beer for the person that doesn't like the big hoppy IPAs because there isn't a lot of bitterness in this at all, right? Because there are no hops. It's you mentioned that it's just the ginger.
Yeah, we also have a number of people that have found out they have a hop allergy. You know, I feel very sorry for them.
You know, I do too. It makes me tired, and it makes me a little bit drunk. So I'm sure I'm allergic to them too, right?
So you should drink those.
Right.
You should drink the Zing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I am. Right now.
But we found it's an excellent beer with pairing with food because, I mean, ginger and there's a kiss of chocolate malt in here are just two things that excite chefs. Those are two of the wonderful ingredients that when they come into play, they're just exciting to play with because they're so distinct and recognizable.
So, Bob, I see you've done a little more research. It's just not the Russians that have produced mules.
I think we'll get into
that. There are American and Mexican mules that we should touch on as well.
I think we'll get into that in the next segment because producer tells us we're just about out of time.
Give me 2 minutes. But you ought to be able to get through
this. I got to tell you. No, I don't want to rush a good thing here.
Oh, all right.
We're not Russian.
Yes, they are. That's what we're drinking right now.
So I had the absolute shortest workout in my entire Snap Fitness career Wednesday morning. I just got to the gym and my phone's going off. And my wife's on the other end of the line. I literally just put my shoes on, and she says, I just hit a deer. So I'm like, where are you? She told me where she's at. So, yeah, the side of her car is completely annihilated with a poop stain going right down the side. So I ran home, got my 40, went looking for the deer, could not find it. And the rest of the day was shot after that, dealing with insurance and whatever. But I do have USAA, which is for veterans, and it's a great insurance company. So they took really good care of me.
Wow.
Which was very nice. But So
the Lincoln got tuned up a little bit.
Yeah, and I got the only workout I got was from being stressed out over $500 deductible. Funny thing is, the day before, because I have I think 7 cars on this policy. So the day before, I spent maybe an hour on the phone with them trying to get my stinking premium down because it's just crushing me. And I just about pulled the trigger and went to $1,000 deductible. And I did the math, and I'm like, just doesn't seem to be in my favor. So
not with 7 cars and that many drivers.
Somebody was taking care of me there.
Yeah, right, exactly. But coming up next, we are going to do a little bit of the mule ride down in Kentucky, a little more in Mexico, and we'll break those tailgate drinks down as well. And the Baritone Beer will be back from Schmoes, and we're going to talk about some of the latest beers he's got going on from our hometown heroes. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. Fantasy.